My mother loves to garden. She loves to tend the plants in the rich earth. She loves to work the ground and prepare it and plant the seeds and with love grow the plants strong and produce good fruit. She loves most especially to pull up those nasty weeds that tend to pop up all over the place. I've watched her go outside and even into her later years go outside and go to where the plants are growing in her flower bed, and she'll squat down. I'm afraid she's going to fall over. And she squats down and pulls those weeds up. And every time she pulls a weed, she gets excited. Yeah! And that feeling of that weed as it lets go and finally comes out of the ground, she just gets a rush out of that, and she does it, and she does it, and she does it. And it comes to mind those angels in this story out there pulling up the weeds, like my mother attacking them in her garden. There are literal weeds, and there are metaphorical weeds. Literal weeds grow in my yard quite well, thank you very much. Much more readily, in fact, than the grass and the plants and the bushes that I want to grow. And it takes work, hard work, consistent work, work that frankly I don't want to do, to keep them in control. Sometimes you look at my backyard and you realize there's more weed than there is grass. It's a real mess. I seem to be losing the war against the weeds. Something is very true also, something very similar is going on actually with the metaphorical weeds. Now there are many ways of understanding the parable of the weeds and the wheat. One of the ways is the most straightforward approaches, the one that Jesus outlined in the second part of the reading this morning. The two kinds of seeds are kinds of people. The good seed are the people of the kingdom. The weeds, the bad seed, are the children of the evil one. Taken as a whole, this sounds like it's talking about people. Specific, identifiable people. And that's how a lot of folk interpret and understand this passage. There are wheat and there are weeds. All of you specifically are either one kind or the other, and you can't be anything else. So it's almost as if some preachers are saying, you are the weeds, but you are the wheat. Thank God there's only a few people sitting in here, because that gets hard when you're doing it, for people think you're talking about them. If this were said to me, I would know you were talking about me being a weed. That's one of the most historic ways of reading this passage, but it's not the only one. For centuries, indeed, all the way back 1,700 years to the early church fathers, there were other ways of reading this passage. Ways that look at it not just stark literalism, as in you and you are weeds and you and you are wheat, but instead a way that looks at it differently. The field, which literally in the story is understood as the world, the field can be understood not just as the world in general or literally, but in the world of our existence. In other words, the field can be seen as each and every one of us. The good seed can be understood as the good characteristics that promise to make us children of the kingdom. The wheat of Christian living, grace and peace, love, service, giving, the desire to treat others as we would be treated, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, the desire to love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. The good seed is the grace of God scattered into our lives, into the field of our existence. And the wheat that grows from it is the blessing, the outward working of God's inward and spiritual grace, the good works that God has for us to work in our midst in response to our faith and in response to God's grace alive within us. The bad seed can be understood as those bad characteristics that threaten to make us children of the evil one. Those weeds of self-will, those weeds of hatred and bigotry and exclusion, those weeds of sin. Let's just name it the three-letter word, sin. The desire to have it your own way to the exclusion of everything and everyone else. The desire to have your own will done, and God's will is unimportant or set aside. And where loving the Lord your God and loving your neighbor as yourself has no place, the weeds of sin grow up in us too. And you have the wheat, God's grace, and the product of God's grace working through us, and you have the weeds, sin working in us and in the field of our existence. And then, if you take the metaphor then further, then at the end, God sends God's angels to come in and pull up those weeds of sin, those weeds of doubt, those weeds of evil, those weeds of evil works, the bad seed that has grown up in us. God sends his angels to weed them out of us, remove them from us, and cast those into the fire, leaving the grace and peace, the good works of God's love, to shine within us towards others. This is an historic, ancient way of reading this passage, which doesn't just go to the individual person, but to each person with both problems. The problem of the weeds and how to get rid of them. We talked about it last week when we talked about the struggle that we have against sin and the struggle that we have against those evil things within us that we know need to be cast away. We have the ground, the hard pathway ground where the seed bounces off. We have the rocky ground where the seed cannot completely take root because of all the obstructions and all the problems in the way. And then we have the seed that falls in the weedy ground where it gets choked off. That's what we're talking about here, that choking off of the wheat, that choking off of God's grace in our lives that sin wants to do to us. It's that third ground that we're talking about here. And how to transition from the weedy ground that we all are to that good soil where the seed grows up and flourishes beautifully. St. Augustine, as he read this passage, he read it with stark literalism, and he said that the church is a mixed body of wheat and weeds, a mixed body, a corpus permixtum in Latin, a mixed body of wheat and weeds. And rather than losing it all, God goes out to specifically choose and remove the weeds, the sin, leaving the wheat. And that's true both on the general level of people and it's true on the inner level of the spirit, he said. For just as the body is a mixed body, so also are we. We are mixed bodies. God's grace abounding in joy and the sin of the evil one desiring to live within us. And the battle comes, not on our own. We're not in this battle on our own or by ourselves, but with the grace of God, the love of God, the message of God, the word of God, the angels of God working within us and through us, weeding us clear. There are many disciplines for dealing with the weeds of life with sin. They involve discerning what is sin for you in your life. What is that weed that is threatening to choke off God's grace in your life? There are disciplines for discerning it through prayer and the reading of scripture and conversation with fellow believers. They all require patience. They all require us to be open to hearing a word that we don't want to hear. For we all want to think we're okay. We all want to think we're doing pretty good. But when we see those weeds growing in our spiritual body, when we see those weeds growing in our spiritual fields, when we see those weeds growing, we see them. We recognize them. And when we do, we must act on them. We must turn ourselves over to God to weed out that horrible bad seed that comes alive in us. What weed is threatening to choke off God's grace in your life, my friends? What weed is proliferating in the field of your life and threatening to choke off the love of God in you? What weed is there lurking underneath the surface, threatening to spring up and choke the grace and peace of God in you? What sin do you need to confront today? As we said last week, sometimes we're pathway ground, the seed just bounces off. Sometimes we're stony ground with too many distractions. But so frequently, we're weedy ground. Ground that is filled with weeds that threaten to choke us off. What is threatening to choke you off today? Is it anger and frustration at the situation the world is in today? Working itself out in words that hurt rather than words that heal? In actions that harm rather than actions that conserve? For some people, it's being too active on social media, allowing the weeds to spring up and harm themselves and others. For others, it's actually getting out and saying things and doing things that don't express the love of God, but instead express the voice of the evil one. We must be prepared. We must be ready for the angels to identify within us those weeds that have to be pulled up, those sins that have to be rooted out of our existence, that draw us away from following Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus' words here can't be missed. He says in verse 41, "The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin." Notice that phrasing. All causes of sin and all evildoers. We focus in on that evildoers one when we read it just literally. "And they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." That is what God wants to do for us. Root out all those causes of sin. Root out all those weeds. Root them out so that we won't be rooted out. Root them out of us so that the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone with ears listen. Do you have ears? Do you have a heart that listens? Do you have a spirit that is open to the touch of the angel, to the touch of the Son of God, to the touch of the Father? Do you have a soul that is receptive and open now to the grace of God? If you do, allow God to reach into your life, take a hold of those weeds, and rip them out. And don't be like one trying to grab those weeds by their roots and pull them back in. Let them go. And let them be burned up so that we might live in grace and peace, in love and in loyalty to Jesus Christ, and in love with our brothers and sisters, our fellow wheat, in God's eternal field. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And may God's people say, Amen.